This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Guy Benson Show Sunday Replay. The week's most interesting interviews with senators, commentators, and newsmakers. Giving you a replay just in case you missed it. The Guy Benson Show.
The happy hour is here on The Guy Benson Show on this Tuesday. From London, England, I'm Guy Benson. Thank you so much for listening. Do appreciate it. Every day between 3 and 6 p.m. Eastern, also around the clock for free on our podcast at the conclusion of the program about an hour from now, GuyBensonShow.com. All the details right there. Also, FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on social, Twitter and Instagram at Guy Benson Show. And this hour is sponsored by the Finnish Long Drink, which is delicious and terrific and not available here in the UK, so I'm missing that a bit, but you can have it back home. Find out where it's sold near you as they expand, thelongdrink.com. Always drink responsibly, 21 plus only. Well, I'm here in London. The show is based in DC, and joining us now from New York and HQ of Fox News Worldwide is our friend and colleague, Kat Timpf, Fox News contributor, co-host of Gutfeld! Exclamation point. Also co-host of the Tyrus and Timpf podcast at FoxNewsPodcast.com. And last night, she wasn't just on the panel for Gutfeld, she hosted the damn thing. Kat, congratulations. I know you've done it before, but it's a big job, and the reviews were good.
Thank you so much.
What does it take to prepare for that show? Because it's not really a plug-and-play show. That is a lot of moving parts. It's a difficult gig, I would imagine. There's the whole monologue at the beginning. Talk about that process.
Yeah, I mean, I started thinking about it over the weekend, obviously. I wrote the monologue myself, and I had the idea to go looking around for old clips from years ago of me and Greg arguing about, federal law enforcement powers like NSA, snooping, that kind of thing, where I had a point of view that he argued with but now agrees with. So I had the idea to include those things. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
Wait, hang on. So did you, am I hearing correctly? Because I was not able to tune in because it was 4 a.m. here when the show aired.
Well, that's not really an excuse.
Well, there's no such thing as an internet, and there's no way for me to watch
it. Right, exactly.
Afterwards.
Like, there's internet.
It's ignorant.
On my Twitter.
But hang on. You used the opportunity of guest hosting Greg's show to basically roast him and be like, here are the things I've been right about all along,
I mean,
and
not
now he
basically.
Finally agrees with me?
I did. I think, yeah, not basically. I did do that, absolutely. I did two clips from the past of me being right, and I did make a comment about how amazing it is that I've gotten better looking as I've gotten older.
Other
than that, there was very little bragging.
Okay, well, yeah, aside from those things, aside from what, 4 minutes out of the 8 minutes were bragging and the rest were jokes.
More like 2 minutes,
And how was the crowd? How was the vibe?
It was great. The vibe was great. Everyone knew in advance that I would be hosting, so there were Timpf fans in the audience. And one of the funniest things, I think, probably was, Cam, my husband, was in the audience. And as you know, I don't know if you know this or not, I don't know how closely you follow, but he used to do my hair in the pandemic. Like, he clipped my extensions in.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, and we talked about it on Tyrus and Timpf, and, like, I actually made up a song called Cammy's Salon that I would sing to him when he did my hair. And people in the audience were apparently pointing to Cam. They were like, oh, it's Cammy's Salon.
I'm sure he loved
that. It's so funny, right? Not Army Ranger, not West Point graduate. Cammy's Salon.
Yeah, no, like he served the country
served
in a very
country,
elite unit.
For
West
our freedom
Point.
In an elite unit. Yeah,
like
exactly.
A really good lacrosse player. Yeah. Like, the guy has done a lot in his life, and he is known to general public
Salon.
As Cammy's Salon.
Yeah.
That must be. I feel like this was just your opportunity to just emasculate some people last night on national television.
Well, I didn't emasculate. I mean, there was an entire block about, like, Dennis Rodman, and I talked a lot about how I've had a crush on him since I was five. And I ended it by saying, hey, Dennis, if you're watching, I may be married, but I'm not dead. And everyone just kept looking at Cam. And, you know, he's a good sport.
Yeah, he just shrugged.
You have to be. I say this all the time. I'm not for the weak.
Dennis Rodman famously was a Chicago Bull and a prolific rebounder. But if I'm not mistaken, was he not on the Pistons?
He was when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So that's the childhood tie-in there.
That was the childhood tie-in. And then when he married himself, I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah, that's like a you kind of move.
It was
actually
amazing, right? Like, okay, girl who threw her own funeral and guy who marries himself, are we not the perfect match? Is, you know.
I want to ask one more question about Gutfeld. We mentioned it yesterday on the show with Joe Concha. A week or two back, you guys all week long beat Colbert.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the last white whale. You're beating everyone else every night. And then Colbert, sometimes it's sort of like neck and neck, back and forth.
Right.
That's got to be a pretty cool feeling for what everyone else would try to pretend is the king of late night comedy.
Right.
Stephen Colbert, you know, beating him for an entire week running. I mean, that's not just a feather in your cap. It's got to be pretty satisfying, too.
Yeah, especially since, you know, as I talk about this all the time, the amount of resources that show has, there's really no comparison given the amount of resources that we have. Our entire staff, including people on the show, Greg's assistant, it's smaller than his writing team.
Oh, I think that's undoubtedly true. Yeah. And they're sort of in denial that you guys even exist, let right. alone that you're winning, yep. Which I think is just sort of a delicious thing.
Yeah. Not to mention, of course, we are in we're on cable.
Right, exactly. They're on broadcast.
Yes.
They're in a lot more homes. You guys yep. are in cable and you're still winning. So it's just like A+, and very proud, and it's just cool as well to watch. And I would love to just sort of be in some of their meetings, like fly on the wall stuff.
Yeah,
when
I would
too. You guys come up. That would, I'm sure they have some very nasty things to say, but that would just be bitterness at this point. That's loser talk, basically.
Yeah, like, sorry you lost to a show that shoots our sketches on iPhones.
Exactly right.
You know, because you've been in one.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting when Greg asked me to do the sketch for that one monologue, I was expecting
a camera crew.
Yeah, like a crew and like some production value. And it was like one guy in an iPhone. I was like, oh, okay. And this is going to be in front of 2 million people later. They're like, yeah. I was like, all right, here we go. And of course, it was a tremendous hit. Many people are saying so good. So good. I want to talk now about a very special event that you and I are both attending together next week. I start my vacation tomorrow, but we will be then linking up for the birthday of a very dear friend of both of ours. How much are we allowed to let out of the bag on this?
I mean, whatever you want to let out of the bag, it's your show, baby.
Okay. I don't want to get in trouble or, you know, get all the, you know, the paparazzi there, you know, for you mostly.
Oh, yeah. I'm really concerned about.
Yeah. I am concerned, you know, you don't want sort of the
Tim
Grecian.
Fomaniacs.
The Greek paparazzi serenading Cam with Cami Salon. Right? In the islands. But so we're going to Greece, and it is the 50th birthday of the woman who married both of us, which is how she likes to refer to it, which is technically true in one sense. She officiated my wedding to Adam and your wedding to Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And she is one of the best people I've ever met. She's one of the best people, certainly, in the building at Fox. She's a total character. Her career has been absolutely amazing. She's a great mom. She's a loyal friend. I hope she hears all of this because I mean all of this. And when she was like, hey, I'm doing a 50th, initially, I was like, oh, in what, like 2 or 3 years? 4 years?
I had
maybe
no
6 years? And then she's like, no, like now. I said, you're turning 50?
I know. I was alarmed by that as well. I mean, it can't be possible.
Maybe she's lying
about her age in the way that people normally don't lie about it.
Oh, in the opposite way. So people keep saying, wow, you look amazing.
Yeah,
she's actually 41. She's actually 41,
but
she's like,
she's actually 50.
No, she looks fantastic. Yep. And I always just like in my mind, and I tell her this, I always think that we're the same age, that we're sort of like roughly the same age. And then that's not true. She's 13 years older than I am. And she had this incredible whole career and knows this whole side of American society and culture that like is more or less foreign to me. So she's just lived this incredibly rich life already. And she turns 50 and she's throwing herself this huge party at this villa. And she said, would you have any interest in coming? And the only correct answer to that question is yes. Like,
the answer I chose.
Yes. I mean, you chose wisely.
Yeah.
Now, it also worked out well because I'm already going to be on this side of the ocean because I was going to be in Ireland for a football game. I'll talk more about that later in the home stretch.
What? And
just
terrible use of time off.
No, it's so it's fabulous.
Ireland for a football game? All right,
don't
buddy.
Even judge me. I'll be drinking too. I'll be sightseeing. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But then it's like an easy little hop, relatively speaking, I hope, over to Greece. I am curious about this. Are you a nervous traveler, Kat Timpf?
Yes. I'm a very nervous traveler. But traveling with Cami Salon helps me. Like, going through TSA, it just... I don't know. Okay, so first of all, I'm always afraid because I have ADD, ADHD, obviously. And I'm not scared of the actual being on the plane. I'm scared that I forget something while I'm packing or that I forget something at the airport at some point. Or, you know, and just TSA, it just freaks me out going through
there. So hang on. So,
and I don't know why.
You're a nervous flyer in general, not just internationally. Is it magnified when you're going long distances?
Yeah, it's magnified when you're going to other countries where you don't have like the same rights. But the thing is, in an airport, you actually don't have any rights. Like the TSA, they just grab you. They'll just touch you wherever they want to touch you. And you got to just take it. And I don't know, like, I'm offended by the TSA. I think I've been, you know, it needs to be abolished. It's needed to be abolished for a long time. That's my take. But, something about it, they're not nice a lot of the time, you know? Like, I remember we were flying one time, and they grabbed my bag for additional screening or whatever. And I was kind of like... oh, like what is, and I fly a lot. So I'm not someone who's going to have like a big, you know, Costco lotion in my bag. Like I know what can go in and what can't. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm just, you know, what's going on? I was like, I was so polite. I was smiling. I was like, well, you know, what happened? I want to know. And they were like, well, we're trying to figure that out now. And I was like, okay, well, I just would like to know for the future because obviously I don't like it when this happens. She goes, nobody does now, do they? And I'm like, am I under arrest? Like, I'm a human being. Why are you talking to me that way? There's no need for you to be talking to me that way. Because what it was is I had like a Misfits bottle opener on my wallet that they thought might be like a weapon, which, you know, no. So, you know, it's just, you just get nervous and it's, I'm never flying with any illegal contraband, but, you know, rest assured,
is that so?
Rest assured, those who do don't ever get caught anyway. Study after study shows that people, you know, when they do these drills and they find like the lotions in the water bottles. So
I will say the most delightful interaction. And you don't really associate the TSA with delightful interactions very often, to your point. But the one time that I can really remember having a very funny interaction with a TSA agent, I was checking in or like, you know, going through security at the first little stop where they check your ID and, you know, take off your hat if you're a guy or whatever. And I'm standing there and it's a younger guy, a black guy. And he's looking at me, he's looking at the ID, he's looking back and forth, and he looks a little bit suspicious, and I'm like, what's going on? And then he just goes, are you on the news? And I was like, oh boy, here we go. And I was like, yes, sir. And I like must have looked a little bit flustered, and he winks at me, he goes, don't worry. And then he whispers, he goes, we're on the same side.
That's so funny. So I have had some.
And through I went.
I have had some positives. It's always positive when we fly with Carl because he's so cute that everybody loves him and he brightens everybody's day. I remember Megan.
Carl, by the way, is the dog.
The dog.
Just for people who don't follow every single detail of Kat's life.
Most people
Cam
do.
Is the husband. Yes, and so Carl is the dog. Okay, go on.
I went to Meghan McCain's wedding years ago. I finally did it. I went to the wrong airport. I went to LaGuardia instead of JFK. So I was running pretty damn late.
Oh, no.
But I was like very, I was telling everyone, I was like, I need to, like, I'm going to make this, blah, blah, blah. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was freaking out. And this lady was like, she was like, brought me up to the front and I was cutting it close. And I was like, it was taking, I was trying to get all my stuff together. She was like, you gotta run. And as I was running, she was yelling after me. She's going, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
And like a coach.
Exactly. Like I wasn't really a sports gal. But you
I don't hear like the Chariots
life,
of Fire theme song is starting
and
to play.
I actually did make the flight.
Wait, but weren't you at the wrong airport? Or is this when you had already
Then I went to the correct airport.
I see. So you made it and you got to the wedding.
Mm-hmm, I sure did.
Happily ever after. Okay, yeah. So that worked out well.
So they're not all bad, but you know, it's just when the agreement is you can grab my crotch for no other reason except for I say so. That's never going to be a comfortable situation for me.
Well, okay. On that note, let's take a very quick break. Little time out here. Back with more with Kat Timpf on the Happy Hour on the Guy Benson Show. Stay tuned. Back on the Happy Hour here on the Guy Benson Show. My guest is Kat Timpf in our New York studios. And Kat, I did want to follow up with one more question on the whole nervous flying thing. So if you're just like, you know, popping home to Michigan, for example, you get on the plane to New York, you're there in 2 hours. Greece is going to be a different story. It's, I don't know if you're flying nonstop to Athens or what your whole itinerary is, but you're going to be on a transatlantic flight for many hours. How do you handle the vape addiction situation? Because I don't believe they allow vapes on a plane.
So I'm trying to quit. Blanket. I'll just leave it there.
Okay.
Because it is a federal crime, right?
I think it probably is. So I don't.
So
want
I'll
you
say
to
what I do is I don't vape. That's my official answer.
You don't vape on the plane. You know you're not allowed to go to the lavatory, Kat.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. Just but they have smoke detectors in there. There's no tampering. They always make that announcement. No tampering with the lavatory.
Yeah, but I'm sorry if you tamper with a smoke detector because you're worried about water vape, like about vapor, and you turn like. You know, you got bigger problems. You're
I feel
not the
like
brightest,
you got a little bit of a life hack here.
You're not the brightest light bulb.
It's very good.
Smoke detector for smoke.
When do you arrive and then when do you leave? And I'm asking you this not for the purposes of like entertaining the audience. I'm just genuinely curious in terms of what your
Saturday.
Plans.
Greece specifically, we're going to hang around. We're going to bop around Europe for a few weeks, but we get in Saturday and we leave Wednesday early morning.
Okay, so we'll be there, God willing, Sunday until roughly the same. So, okay, we'll have good overlap. Godspeed. Good luck in all of your flight endeavors and your non-vaping and all of that. You've got, I assume, the animals taken care of.
Yes, we have like that. Mother-in-law with Carl. We have good. Someone staying for at our apartment for round-the-clock care of little Cheens.
For Cheens, okay, very good. And the reason that normally we do Fridays with Kat, but we're doing Tuesdays with Kat today because for me it feels like Friday because vacation starts tomorrow, including this very cool trip with some of my friends and colleagues, not the least of whom is Kat Timpf, Fox News contributor, co-host of Gutfeld, which she hosted last night. Also check out her podcast with Tyrus and Timpf, foxnewspodcast.com. Safe travels, Kat. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
It's the Guy Benson Show. It's the Happy Hour. Back with more after this.
That was this week's edition of the Guy Benson Show Sunday Replay.
For more Guy Benson Show,
go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.